Okay, Rabbi Zai, today's daf is daf Yotes. We're holding the third line from the top of the Amud. You'll recall that yesterday we spoke at length about the machloikis, the initial machloikis, between the two, Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yoinesen, Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Yoinesen, whether or not Mason know what's going on in this world. More at the very conclusion said that even Rabbi Yoinesen changed his mind and said that in fact he agrees with Rabbi Chia that the Mason do know what's going on in this world, and that's the basis of the Isser of Loig LaRosh, that people should not go into a cemetery and have their tzitzis schlepping and dragging on the matzevas as if we are mocking those people that have passed away and telling them we can continue to do mitzvahs and you cannot. Since we spoke about that, the Gemara continues now in the same vein, about similar. Rabbi Yitzchak, third line from the top. Rabbi Yitzchak, kol ha-mesaper achri ha-mes, ki ilu mesaper achri ho-even. Whoever speaks about a mess, especially if he speaks poorly about a mess, it's as if he's talking about a stone. What does that mean? Ikri amr de lo yadi, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, the mesim, they don't know that people are speaking poorly about them. So it's just like an evan is inanimate and doesn't know what's going on. The mesim also don't know. No, they know exactly what's going on, but they could care less. They say to themselves, these foolish humans have nothing else to talk about except about me and say bad things. No, who cares? The whole thing is a hoax anyway. You know, it never happened. It's just a hoax. Fake news. They don't, just don't care. Pray tomorrow, Amy. I'll show you that this is not the case. There was a person who spoke poorly about Shmuel. Shmuel had already passed on, and someone spoke negatively about him. And guess what happened? The Nofel Kanya Mitlala, and a beam fell down from the roof. And Nebuch, it went and shattered and broke through. It cracked. The arnica. Arnica, normally we think of as a wallet. Here it means a membrane which encloses Moiche, his brain. Which means that the person died probably instantaneously as a result of the beam falling off the roof directly on his head and splitting open his skull. So, I didn't cause that to happen. You didn't cause that to happen. Presumably, Shmuel caused that to happen, that Shmuel was very upset about how that person spoke poorly about him on this world. So why do you tell me that the Mason don't know, or even if they know, they couldn't care less? Shmuel apparently did care about this, and that's what happened. Everything more, no, you have no right whatsoever. Shani tomer rabbanan, the kuchu barichu tava biyikare. Had nothing to do with Shmuel. It's Rabbi Yishuelim says, what, you are ridiculing my great Shmuel? The Baruch Hu went, and he was the one that punished that individual, but Shmuel on his own perhaps didn't even know. Or if he did know, he just shrugged his shoulders and said, who cares what that guy says? But Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I care. Kodesh Baruch Hu went and punished him. Omri B'shul Ben Levi, Kol Masaper Acher Mitosin Shul Tamid Chacham, Neifu Beganim. Whoever talks about a Talmid Chacham after he passed away, the word Acher Mitosin is an expression meaning after the person's passing, he speaks poorly about him, Neifu Beganim, that person goes to Ganim, Shinem, it says a Pasuk, V'amatim Akal Kaloisim, Yelichem Hashem Es Piali Oven, Sholim Al Yisrael. Hamata means those that are turning al kalkaloisim in crooked ways. How are they turning in crooked ways? By speaking poorly about Talmid Chacham after their passing. Yerlichem Hashem, Hashem will go and have them travel. He will lead them as Piali Oven together with other Rishoyim, Piali Oven people that sinned, where to the Gehenim. Even though at that time Shalom al Yisrael, the rest of Klal Yisrael is Bisholim, but this fellow is not going to be Bisholim because he was Mata Akal Kaloisim, because he spoke poorly, he's going to go directly to Gehenim. That Afilu Bishosh Shalom al Yisrael, the rest of Klal Yisrael is Baruch Hashem, living in peace and tranquility. Yelichem Hashem is Piyal Avin, because Baruch is going to lead him to Gehenim because he spoke badly about a Talmid Chacham. Tanav Rabbi Shmuel Imre Isa Talmid Chacham Shavra Beira Balayla. What happens if you or I witnessed the Talmud Chacham that did some sort of Aveira the night before? Don't even think poorly of him the next morning. Because perhaps during the night he did tshuva on the Aveira of the previous evening. Pray tomorrow. Shema Solka Daitach. Shema. Elavade Asa Tshuva. If you're talking about a Talmud Chacham, you have to give him the benefit of the doubt that even if you witnessed a Dvar Aveira, you can assume that he did tshuva overnight, and therefore don't wait to go and say bad or not say bad. Even when he's still alive, don't say anything bad about him, because you can assume with clarity and certainty that he did tshuva. That only applies to those averos that are averos that a person does manually with his body. Anything having to do with financial transactions, if you saw and witnessed that this person did something wrong, then you don't have to automatically give him the benefit of the doubt and say he certainly did tshuva until you see that he actually went and made financial amends by going and changing what he did the night before. Rabbi Shimon Levi says that the 24 times that we find in Mishnayos that Bezdin will be menader, Bezdin will excommunicate someone for not giving the proper kavod to the Rav, as we'll see shortly. The Kulan Shinim, Rabbi Shimon Levi, all 24 are enumerated in the Mishnah. That's what Rabbi Shimon Levi said. Omele Rablaza said to Rabbi Shimon Levi, Heicha, show me the 24 makaymas. So Rabbi Shimon Levi said to Rablaza, Omele Lechi, Tishkach, go out, do your research, do your diligence, name out all the Mishnayos, and you'll find it. Nofek Duk Vashkach, Itaka went to the law library, so to speak, and he found all the Mishnayos. He went through all Shisha Siddur Mishnah, and he found Klas, Ashkach Klas, he found three cases. What are the three cases? Hamazal Zobatir Sidoim, a person that belittles the Indian of washing hands. Vamasapar Achram Itosin Shotam Yacham, someone who speaks poorly about a Tamar Chacham that passed away. Vamegizdata Klapi Malin, someone that spoke with a certain amount of arrogance and chutzpah against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. In all three cases, that person deserves to, and we go and put him in nidoy, in excommunication. Now, what are these three cases? Number one, the Gemara takes them out of order, and you'll see shortly why. What is that case? Now, the Gemara doesn't tell us who the Hu Hayo Oimer is, but it will become clear in 10 lines from now that this was Akavya ben Mahalalel. As we'll see in the Gemara, surely Akav ben Mahalalel was considered to be one of the greatest tzaddikim in his generation. However, in this Mishnah, he acted in a way which caused the Chacham to be quite upset. What did he say? Who are your Oimer? Ein mashkin lo yasa giyoris v'lo yasa mishuchreris. Mashkin that we're talking about is Chas v'Shalom, if you have a woman that is a sota. Sota meaning that we have suspicions that Chas v'Shalom, she did nefarious acts behind closed doors. We don't know for sure. She may have been together with a young man because they were learning together Tzena Ura'ena, or maybe because they were saying Tzillim together, but maybe they were doing other things together. We don't know. So what's the rule? The rule is, the law is that the husband takes her up to Yerushalayim, and eventually after a whole ceremony and procedures and rituals, we have to go and give her to drink from the Mayim Hamar. Okay, so it says now, the Mishnah says, Akavi ben Malalel, Ein Mashke, we do not give that potion to drink, not to a Giyoris and not to a Mishuchreres. Mishuchreres means a Shifra Mishuchreres. Now what's the reason why? Says Rashi, because Akavi ben Malalel darshan the pasuk in Parshas Nosai, which starts off the inyan of a soita, it's a dabra b'nei Yisrael. Emor aleihem, sedabra b'nei Yisrael, v'loi eishes ger, v'loi evin v'loi eishes, evin meshuchra, not in shivcha mechoreres. The whole din of parish of soita, that you go and give it to drink, is only by a natural born Jewess, and not a tzigikim, and not someone that became, it was a Giyoris and Mishuchers.
Rashi says Ashes, not the woman herself, but even a Bas Yisrael who married a Ger, or a Bas Yisrael.
I don't know whether Rashi is being precise over there or not. Okay. That's something we'd have to look up elsewhere. But getting back to our Gemara, bottom line is, he said, this a woman that is not a woman that is a Giyoris or a Mishuchers does not drink. Chacham said, no, Mashkin. She has the same din as just like any Yisraelis. She has the same din, no change, no difference. Okay. The Omrulai. And now the Chacham are trying to prove the case. And they say, Maase Bekarkimis Shifcha Mishuchreres B'Yushalayim. Who was this one? Karkimis. So Rashi has two pshatim. Either Karkimis, that was her name. Her name was Miss Karkimis. Or Alshem Karkimis, she came from a place probably called Karkoim, and she had the name Karkimis. Okay. So this is a Masvi Karkimis, a Shivcha Mishukhraris. A Shivcha Mishukhraris, a Shivcha that became Mishukhrar and therefore has the status of a Giyaris. In Yerushalayim, Vishkua, Shmalia v'Avtalion. Shmalia v'Avtalion, who at that time were the Gedolei Hador, they were in charge, and they paskin, yes, we should go her, we should give her to drink from the Mayim Amorim, and so therefore, even though this Karkimis was a Shifcha Mishachreres, you, Akavim min Malalel, are wrong, because you said a Mashkin as a Shifcha Mishachreres, and they were Mashkeher. So you see, you were wrong. Yomalehem. And now Akav min Malal answered the Chachamim, Dugma Hishkua. They gave her Dugma. Now what means Dugma? We have two Pshatim over here. We have first the Pshat of the Rashi, and then the Pshat of the Toises. Pshat of Rashi is that the reason why they gave it to drink is because they themselves, Shmayiv Alf Talyoin, they themselves were Geirim, or at least descended from Geirim. How do I know? So Rashi brings the Gemara Masechtas Gittin, that's the sugya that one learned on Tisha B'Av, where it talks about a lot of the bad guys, including Sancheiriv, and it says that the Bonav Shel Sancheiriv became Groisa mentioned, and who were those? They were Shmayiv Avtalion. So you see, Shmayiv Avtalion themselves were Geirim. And therefore, says Akav ben Malala, the reason why Shmayiv Avtalion gave this Karkimis to drink is Shaloi Alpi Halacha. They did it against the rules and regulations. They should not have given it to drink. But the reason why they did it is because Dugma, because they were in the same category as her. They were also Geirim, or descended from Geirim, just like she is a Geiris, and so therefore they didn't want to be feel like second-class citizens, and therefore they violated the rules, and they gave it to drink because they were in the same parish, in the same category. And therefore the word Dugma is like an example. If you look at the Rashi, about 10 lines at the top of the Yomid, Dugma Yishkua, Al Shahoyu Doimim Lehem. The word doimim lahem, that's not exactly right. Al shahoyu heim doimim la, because they were similar to her in the sense of their genealogy and their background. That's why heim ishkua. But otherwise, if you had gone to, if you will, a traditional Orthodox rabbi who was from Jewish blood, not a ger, he would never have allowed that. Cholila chas v'sholem. And that's why they gave him to drink to this carcass. Second Toises, however, says, first he quotes Rashi. Second Toises, Pirush Rashi, the Fisha Hoysa Giyoris Kemoisam Shehoyu Gedim, Vachay Mashbi Yerushalmi, the Maikotin, Mal Dugma, the Kemosa. However, he brings a second Pshad of Oroch Pirush, Dugma Hishkua Meitzava, Avloy Hoyu Morim Mamish. In other words, they gave it to drink Kool-Aid. It looked exactly like the normal Mayim Hamarim, but it was really just fake news. It was a placebo. Oh. The whole thing that they gave it to drink, even though this wasn't the real McCoy, they did it to go and give her so that she should be scared. Anyway, either way that you learn, certainly the way Rashi learns, it becomes even more of a chutzpah, if you will, to go and say that Shmayev Avtalion did Shloik Yedin. Why? Because they felt aggrieved that they were Gerim and she's a Giyoris, and what, we're not treated like full class, full fledged citizens, and that's why. So you see, according to Rashi, this is really a flagrant type of chutzpah, insult. But even like Toises, this is also insulting that the whole thing was fake, a placebo, wasn't a real Mayim Amorim. Anyway, therefore, says the Gemara, v'niduhu, they put Akavya ben Malalel in Cheirim, umeis b'niduyoy, and he died with that Cheirim on his head. In other words, he did not do tshuva or do something that would cause this nidui to fall away. And the Bezdin went and did Skila. Skila theoretically means that they threw stones at the Oren, but we'll see Mitchum in a few lines that when you talk about doing Skila on an Oren, it means that you place a large boulder, a large rock on the Oren to indicate that this person was Benidoy. Now this sounds...
It's ironic because nowadays we go to a caver and we put a stone on the caver.
Mm-hmm. Do you know why you put the stone on the caver?
Mind that you were there, or somebody was there.
Oh, so there's two reasons. First reason is given by Reb David. Welcome back, Reb David. You put a stone on to go and give kuvit to the mess and show other people, you see, people visited this Matzeva, this Nifta. Look how many other Matzevas Nebuch are barren. There are no stones there. So I put that stone to go and give cover to the mess. See, people are really concerned about this mess we came to visit. But another reason is because it says in the Pasuk, V'yatzev olav Matzevas oven ad yom hazeh. I think this is by Ruchel, that they went and put a Matzeva on the final burying place of Ruchel, Ruchel Imenu. So each time we put on a stone, it's as if we're adding to the Matzeva. That I also want to put the Matzeva al Mokum Kfurasa. But regardless, Shkoyah for bringing that to our attention. Yitzhak put a small little shtangle, a little pebble, small stone, and here you're putting on a very, very large stone to go and show that this person passed away beneath it. Now this is a very, very strong statement against Akavim ben Malalel, and as we'll see in a moment, it's not so simple. So, bottom line is we already have the first of the three that Reb Lozer said that he found a place at Menadin al-Kovet Harav. The Kovet Harav is on the Kovet of the Rabbonim of Shmaya Vavtalian that were insulted, and therefore we put a nidoy, we put an excommunication on them. What was the first of the three that we recited? That was a Mezal Zomutina Sidai, a person that poo-poos the Indian of washing hands. Right to Amayi, what are you referring to? Tetnan. Omer Yehuda, Chas v'sholem she'akavi ben malala nisnada. Chas v'sholem, the person should go and say, Akavi ben malala, he was put in Nidoy. She'en azorin nin elis al kol odem b'Yisrael b'chochma u'v'tahara b'yirascheit k'akavi ben malala. Ein Azorah Nelis, when you close the doors of the Azorah, and it's full of Yidin, when would the Azorah be closed and was full of Yidin, says Rashi, on Erev Pesach, when everybody gets together to go and bring the Korban Pesach, and Rashi brings the Gemara Maseches Pesachim, that there were three kitois, and if you had a kas of many, many Yidin, you're talking about thousands and thousands, perhaps tens of thousands, all trying to crowd together in the Azorah. If Akavi bin Malala were to be among them, Ein Azorah nin Elis al Kol Odom bi Yisrael, you wouldn't be able to find anybody else in that cut, in the Azorah, who is so great, b'chochma, in wisdom, or b'tahara, in purity, b'yirashet, Kakav bin Malala. It cannot be that he was put into Nidoy and put into Chayrim and that he died bin Nidoy. Impossible. But rather, let's meet Nidoy, who did in fact, did they go and put into Chayrim? As Elozer ben Chanoich. Who's Elozer ben Chanoich? Shepikpek bin Adilas Yadayim. When he heard about the din of the Adilas Yadayim, you gotta wash his hand. Nah, babo, shmo. He didn't really care too much for the Indian Adilas Yadayim. So therefore, he wasn't being mevaza a particular rabbi, but he was being mevaza the rabbanon generally, the chachomim that instituted that everybody has to go and wash their hands, for instance, for hamoitzi, etc. Ukishemais. When he passed away, sholchu bezin v'nichu evin gedoyla ala roinoi, since he was put into chayrim, and he didn't do anything to remove the chayrim, because a person has a chayrim on his head, he can try to appeal to the bezin by doing tshuva, masim toivim, whatever, to try to get that nidoy removed. But this person didn't. L'lamed chashkolam esnada, umeis beneduyai, bezin soiklin es aroinoi, how they cycle? By putting an evin gedoyla onto the aroinoi. It's a very interesting expression that Akav ben Malalel, there's no greater person in the Azorah than him. I mean, you could just simply say there's no greater person in Klal Yisrael in that generation. Why do they refer Davka to Erev Pesach? Skonzai, maybe what the Gemara is trying to tell us is that Erev Pesach, people go to the mikveh. People are coming into the Beis HaMikdash. People are bringing their Korban Pesach. People are on their best mode of conduct. They're on the best behavior of the whole year, except for perhaps during Yom Neiroim. People want to know, I want to get my Korban Pesach, and I went to the mikveh, and I'm in the Beis HaMikdash, and Yirashchet, and all the rest. Even when the Jews are at their highest point in their Tahara of the year, they don't even come close to Akavi ben Malala. That's how great a tzaddik he was, so therefore it's impossible that they put him into Chayrim. And this story with Shmaya Vavtalian, as Uri said before, is fake news. It didn't happen, or happened to somebody else, but it couldn't have happened to him. But anyway, we have now two examples of two Mishnayos where we see that we put someone in Chayrim for being mezalzel in the kovid of the Rav. Not throughout, but there are a number of times in Shasi's quoted. Yes, exactly right. So he was a great man. And now number three. Hamegizdate klapi malah, a person that is megizdate, that means he acts with chutzpah, with arrogance against the Rabbi Yishloilim. What was that? Mayi? Not. is a Mishnah Masechtas Tana. It's a very famous Mishnah, the famous story about Chayei Magel. What's the story? You deserve to be put in the Chayim. Now, why do you deserve to be put in the Chayim? The Gemara doesn't tell us the story here. The Gemara back in Masechtas Tana tells us that Chayei Magel was considered to be a Wunder Rabbina, a Bal Moifes, and when people needed a Yeshua, they used to come to Chayei Magel. And Klal Yisrael needed a Yeshua because it had not rained for a very, very lengthy period of time, and therefore things were not growing, and people didn't have water, and it was a pretty dire situation. So they came to Chayei Magel, and Chayei Magel went outside, and he drew around himself on the floor a large circle, and he stood in that circle, from a Lashon Eagle, Chayei Magel, and he said to Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm not going to leave this circle until you bring rain for the Yiddish Kinder, for Klal Yisrael. So after a short period of time, it started drizzling. Chayei Magel got upset. He said, Rabbi Yishlan, that's not what I meant, a drizzle. I'm talking about real rain. And then it started coming down, pouring a torrential rain. Baruch Hashem in Eretz Yisrael, nowadays, you may have been reading that the Baruch Hashem they're getting tons and tons of rain. So this is, tons of rain started coming down, but it was so much rain that it was a negative rain. In other words, it was overflowing everything and causing damage, and it was just too much. So Chayei Magel said, Rabbi Yishlayim, I didn't want that type of rain either. I meant a regular rain. And guess what happened? The Kodesh Baruch Hu listened, and he made a regular rain come down. Now, Chayei Magel was a great tzaddik. But the other Chacham said, if it wasn't for the fact that you happened to be a Yochid Bedar, the Tzadik Adar, because Rani Alecha, neither we would put you into Chayim, how you speak with such arrogance to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Avmai said, well, what can we do with you, Chayei Magel? You can go and sin in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, just like when a son doesn't act with all the proper respect for a father. The father looks away and he waves his respect and says, no, it's my kid, it's my son. And he takes him close to him and he gives him a kiss and a hug, etc., etc. You, Chayei Magel, Habdul, you're like the same son of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that whatever you ask for, even though you ask it in a very brazen fashion, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Chayei Magel, whatever you want, I'm going to do for you, I love you. About people like you, Chayei Magel, it says, Yismach, Avicha, V'imach, V'sogi, Yiladetecha, Oh, Azasimcha, a father and mother are so happy with this child. So I see from this that this would be another case of a person who would be roy to be put into nidui if he doesn't show kavod harav. Now the interesting thing is this is not a kavod harav situation. This is a kavod of the Rabbeinu Shalom situation. So Rashi says that the Gemara considers this to be like kavod harav, and although Rashi doesn't quote the specific chazal, as you know, it says in the Mishnah, "Yehi kavod moira rabach kemoira shemayim." That you're supposed to treat your Rebbe with the same respect that you treat the Rabbeinu Shalom. So here it's the other way around. We're saying, at the very least, treat a Kodesh Baruch Hu with the same respect that you're supposed to show to a Rav. So if you would be Menada on Kavod Rav, then you certainly should be Menada on the Kavod of the Rabbeinu Shalom. See Rashi right in the middle of the Omid, Tzorech Atulis Nadois. You're talking now about Chayei Magel, Lefishe Triach, Lefnei HaMokam, Al Esek Shem. He made a ganze tzumis, a ganze terech, V'Kodesh Baruch Hu, about the rain. Loikach She'alti, Kam upon him. I didn't want just a drizzle, and I didn't want torrential rains. I want a normal rain. For Kavod HaMokam, Kavod Rav, who? Kavod HaMokam is at least the same as Kavod Rav, and therefore, if we're being Menada on Kavod Rav, certainly being Menada on Kavod of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Anyway, so bottom line is, Reb Elazar was it? Reb Elazar said to Reb Yeshua ben Levi, I found three cases in the Mishnah of that one has to be Menada al Kavod Rav. Fakim of Suleka, you can't find any more? For Ik, I have another one. The Tani Reb Yosef, Toidois Ish Roimi, Hinnik Es B'nei Roimi, Lachilin Gidoyim Mikulasin, Balele Psachim. As we know, unfortunately, we do not have the benefit of the Beis HaMikdash. Not yet. Hopefully by this Karban Pesach we will. Hopefully even earlier than that. But in the meantime, there was no Karban Pesach. And Toidus Ishroimi, with the best of intentions, wanted people to remember the great Korban Pesach we brought years ago in the Beis HaMikdash. And so therefore he said, you know what? Why don't we at least go and take our Gedoyim? After all, a Gedi is one of those animals which is kosher. You can go and say Kvasim or say Izim. So Gedi is from the Izim, from the goat family. Let everybody go and buy a Gedi, have it shechted, and then when you go and roast it, because as you know, by Korban Pesach it's supposed to be Tzli and not Mavushal. So let's go and roast it, and roast it the same way that they used to go and roast the Korban Pesach in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. What means Gedoyim Mikulasim? Mikulasim means weaponed. Well, why do you say weaponed? Because if you look at a soldier, he has his weapons to the sides, on the right and on the left. And here too, they put all of the innards and entrails around the Gedi. If you look at the Rashi, Mikulasim, halfway down the Omid, Mikulasim, Tzuluyin, Kishahin Shleim, go and roast them as they are complete. The Toilin Kareyin, the Karsuleyin, the Kirveyim, Svivusan Bishbut. You would put around the Korban Pesach, or in this case the Gedi, they would go and put the Karayan, the legs, and the Karsuleyan, the Kirveyim, the innards, and the entrails, and all that, Arum and Arum Bishput on a spit, Varshem Kach Karayim Mikulas. That's how it got the name Mikulas, Shehu Loshen Mizuyan. Mizuyan is from weapons, Kimnib Targum, like we have Targum Loshen, the Koyve Nechoshis Aroshe, the Kulsa the Nachsha. The Koyve Nechoshis means the helmet made out of Nechoshis, out of copper on his head. And that's defined as kulsa. So here, also mikulas means you had the proper weaponry when a person, a soldier goes out into battle. So here too, you look at the animal that is roasted and has its entrails on the right and on the left as if it's the weapons of this animal. So now, this is, to my mind, Toydich did the right thing. He wanted people to remember the Korban Pesach. However, the Chachma Yisrael were not impressed. Sholach Le Shimon Min Chetach. They sent to him the message. El Moli Toydis At, if it wasn't for you, the great Toydis that everybody recognizes as being a Grace Erlechid, a Grace Tzadik, Grisrani Alecha Nidui, Shata Machalas Yisrael, Kodshim Bachutz. Rashi explains we don't literally mean Kodshim Bachutz, because after all, this was not Kodshim. It was just Geshochten in a regular Shlachtos, by a regular Shoichet. However, people will mistake this, and they will think that this looks like Kodshim Bachutz, and the Chom Vergoizer, we should Davka not go and do it in this form, that people shouldn't make a mistake and think, oh, you're allowed to go and eat Kodshim Bachutz, because after all, Meheri Yibona Beis HaMikdash, and Mir Tushem, people are going to bring the Korban Pesach this year, and then some people will take it home to Rome and say, well, I remember years ago we had the exact same thing. I could show you a picture of it. It looks exactly the same, and we ate it in Rome. So you see, you're allowed to eat it outside the Beis HaMikdash, outside Yerushalayim. I could take it with me to Beit Shemesh, and to Beitar, and to Tel Aviv, and to Bnei Brak. So, today the people shouldn't make that mistake. They said, don't make it in that fashion. Oh, because of that, they said, if it wasn't for the fact that you're the Toydis Yishraimi, we'd put you in Nidoy, because you are refusing to follow the dictates of the Chacham. So, bottom line is, I have yet another case. So, Ibazoi, why didn't he mention four? So, Timora, Pemishna Seinu Komrinan, Vahabraisihi. That that you just taught, this is Tani Rav Yosef, Toydis Ishroimi. This is not a Mishnah. Rav Yosef taught a Braisa that was codified by Rav Chia, Rav Boishia, other Braises, but it's not a Mishnah. And we said in the Mishnah, that's how Rav Yishu ben Levi started off. Chav Dalin Mekoyim Mois, Menadin Al Kovet Arava Kulachanina B'Mishnah Seinu. This is not a Mishnah. Freyti Mo Masis and Leke, you can't find another one. But Ika Chanochafa. Hodit Nan. The famous case of the Tanur Shel Achnoi. This Tanur Shel Achnoi is a very, very hot issue, which is a very prominent Gemara, very prominent Sugya in Masechet Bava Metzia. And it says over there that you started off with a Tanur that was made in pieces. It's somewhat like a Tanur constructed from Lego pieces. You put Lego pieces together and you make a Tanur. Now, as you know, Lego will not necessarily stay together. In fact, if the children start playing with it, it falls apart very quickly. So to keep the chulyos, the various pieces of the Mishnah, not of the Mishnah, of the Tanur together, they put in between an adhesive. What adhesive? They put in choil, choil presumably in the form of some sort of cement, and with that they wanted to go and keep it as one piece. Now the question is, what is the status now of this Tanur? Is a mekabel tumah or not mekabel tumah? So let's look at the Rashi here on the right-hand margin. Chotchoy chulyois. Tanur shel cheres. the zatana made out of cheres, made out of earthenware. She also kikli, it's made like a kli. Umetaltal, therefore it's mobile, you can move it from place to place. Utchilas briyosai min hatit. Normally you go and create it first minatit from mud. And how do you go and solidify it? By putting it into a furnace until it gets nice and baked and gets hardened. Good. Kishakidah is like a large pot. The nitma it's richa kosin the tzitzah. Just like any klicheres, it becomes tameh, you gotta go and shvirasan zuitzarasan, you gotta go in and break it. What happens if they did the following breaking? Shechotchu saviv saviv kechulyois agulois v'chozer v'chibroi betit sholchoi, which means they took the tanner, split it in half, but not split in half vertically. They split it in half horizontally. So now you have the top part like a cover, no, and you have the bottom part.
It's still a kli.
It's okay, but instead of just placing one on top of the other to make it into a proper oven, then all of the heat presumably would go out through the holes and stuff. They put in the cement in between, between the top part and the bottom part. Reb Elazar mitayr ilamis she'eini oy kichli cheres shle nisra v'kivshen v'chom etamen. Reb Elazar says this no longer has the status of a kli cheres. Why? Because you didn't go and harden and make stiff the tit in between, this adhesive that you put in between. You just inserted it. And so therefore it remains like a klicheres anishbar. Klicheres anishbar is tar. Nuchom said, no. Even though they didn't go and rebake it in the tanur to go and solidify it, makes no difference. As long as the adhesive keeps the two parts together, it's now reinstated as a klicheres, and it's weiter mitam. Anyway, it says in the Gemara there in Mesech Zbof Metziah that this became a major, major controversy between Reb Elazar and the Chacham. And the Gemara calls it Tanur Shel Achnoi. What is Achnoi? Achnoi is a long snake. My Achnoi, Rav Yehuda, Shmuel, Malamed Shekifu, Hilchos, Halachos, Kachnoi, Zeh, Betemu. The Chachamim went and they threw at Reb Elazar numerous rayas from Halacha. They brought the Chuvas Chassam Soifer, Chuvas Reb Kiva Ege, Chuvas Noi de Behuda, Aprim Megodim, all of the Noise Kelim on Shulchan Aruch, and on the Rambam, and they showed him it's clear cut that it's tummy. Now, our Gemara doesn't bring all of the drama, but I'm sure many of you remember from the Masechta Bava Metzia that Reb Elazar summoned the heavens to be on his side. And so first, for instance, he said, Amas Amayin Yechichu. You see this river, this brook that was flowing outside the Beis Medrash, was flowing from north to south. He said, it's going to show that I'm right. And after he said that, then it started flowing upwards from south to north. And then he said that Kosei B'Semedesh Yechichu. What was Kosei B'Semedesh Yechichu? Until that point, there were nice vertical beams and vertical walls. And all of a sudden, they started collapsing towards the middle. Each one of the two walls, or four walls, started converging in the middle. They didn't remain straight the way they were. Anyway, the Chacham got very vain. Then the Chacham said, Tori la bashamayni, Tori la bashamayni. And then he said, Basko Yechicha, Basko came down from heaven, that Reb Elazar is right. And the Chacham said, Reb Elazar,
Ain't Shemim LaBasko.
We don't listen to Basko. Because Torah La B'Shamayim Yichud Baruch gave us Klaus of the Torah that we should go and delve into its intricacies and determine what the halach is. And once the Kadosh Baruch gave the Torah to us, Kadosh Baruch said, Klaus, you figured out it's your jurisdiction and not mine. So much so, that's why whenever we have to determine when the Yom Tovim are, Kadosh Baruch Hu says we're going to wait until the Beis Nagadol decides when is Rosh Chodesh, and that's how we'll know when is Rosh Hashanah, and when is Yom Kippur, and when Sukkot, and when Pesach. Even if Kadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel had his own Cheshbonis, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I listen to what the Bezin down below, what they decide. And therefore, they got... I'm sorry? Very good, Shkoyach. So, Reb Simcha brings a raya, Chodesh Zeh Lechem. Lechem means to Klai, so that we have to make the decision. So therefore they got very upset at the Blazer, and in fact, what did they do? Shteit on the Yomar V'tani, Oysa Yoyin, Heviu Kol Tahara Shetir Reb Elazar. All those Taharas that Reb Elazar said were Tor based on this Tanur. Because remember, he said that this Tanur is Tohar. So anything that was baked in it, or cooked in it, or what have you, they said, This is Tomei Vesarvom, the fun of, they burned it in front of him. The fact that they burned it, they were showing that this is not even a Suffolk, it's not only Drabanan. This is Minatoira, this is Tomei. Vatsoi Perchu, and after that they put him in Nidui, they put him in Chet. Zokti Mara, so don't I find yet another case? It's a very strong, startling case. How Rabbi Lezer argued with the Chacham. And this is a Mishnah. Titnan chot chul chulya, isvenosn chol ben chulya lechulya. And we see they put him in Chayrim. Why was Rabbi Lezer only able to find three Mishnayas? I have a fourth Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Nishkarai, Afilahachi nidim amasnis and loitanan. The initial machlokes between Rabbi Lezer about the chulya, you see the Tana shalach noi. That's a Mishnah. Titnan. However, about putting him in Chayim, that was V'tanya Oyse Hayoyim Hevir Kol Tahar Shatir V'Bsoy Berchu. Oh, so neither Masisa Leitanan, you don't go and find a fourth place. So we only have three places all together. Pray to Marv, there's only three places. Hadar Bishub and Levi said that there are 24 places. After all, Reb Lozer did a wonderful job in going through all the Mishnayos from Brochus through Uktzin, through the end of Shad. He didn't find it. So we're not going to find it. Hadar Bishub and Levi find it. Zog to Imar Bishub and Levi, Medama Milza Lemilza, Reb Lozer, Medama Milza Lemilza. What does that mean? Whenever Reb Yishub and Levi found a machloikis in a Mishnah, where it was a yochid against the Rabbim, and the yochid spoke a little bit with a drop of brazenness, not to the same extent that we have in our Gemara, the cases that the Gemara brought from Akiva ben Malal or the others, Chonya Magal, whatever, but rather he spoke a little bit more harsh than you would expect a Tana to speak. Said Rabbi Shimon Levi, oh, that's another case where that person was deserving of Nidoi, even though it doesn't say in the Mishnah that he got Nidoi, but he was deserving, and that's why Rabbi Shimon Levi added that to his tally of the 24. Rabbi Lozer is only looking for those that were says expressly and specifically. If you look at Rashi, six lines from the bottom of the Yomid, Medam and Milzel and Milzel, Kol Mokir Shirov Masisa Shenechlek HaYochet Al Rabin Machloikis Gedoyla. He made it into a big fuss, a big controversy. Or you find that one of the Chacham spoke a little bit in a little bit of a harsh way against someone who's greater than him. Even though the Mishnah doesn't say it, but Rabbi Shua ben Levi, in a sense, added a parenthetical, saying, that's a case where the person is deserving of Nidoi, and that's how he got his 24. Okay, so with this, we've concluded that whole sugya about being Mevaze, a Rav, whether he's or Chazal, whether they're alive, or even after their passing. And now we go back to our Mishnah. Now what does it say in our Mishnah? It says in the Mishnah that Noisi Hamita V'chilufayim, if you have a rotation, we have a number of groups of people that are going to carry the Aron. So as soon as the first group is finished carrying the Aron, and they've handed over the Aron now to the Chilufayim, to the second group, and the second to the third group, so now they've become freed from their mitzvah of the obligation to go and carry the Aron, so now they are available to go and lay in Krishma. And that's what it said in the Mishnah, that as the rotation continues, and the Chilufayim and the others, they should start saying Krishma, and we're talking about that the Krishma Zman is soon going to pass. Tana Rabban, in the Brayta it says, Eimaitinus emes samach l'Krishma. If you see it's almost Krishma time, don't go and allow for Levaya now. Wait. The Him is Chilu. But if they started the Levaya already, you can't stop it and say, okay, we're taking a 5-minute break. Everybody should go and say Krishma now. No, Eimaitinus. Once you started Levaya, it's covered a mess, we continue on. Oh, but you're not Eimaitinus emes samach l'Krishma. Thank you more, Eimaitinus of Yosef, it's cool, samach l'Krishma. Rav Yosef, when it came the time Nebuch for his Levaya, the Levaya started Samach L'Krishma. Why did they do that? They should have waited until that Zman Krishma passed, so everybody had a chance to go and say Krishma already. And for the more, Odom Choshev Shani, we're talking about Odom Choshev like Rav Yosef, that's an exception to the rule. You don't waste a moment. As soon as they're ready, the Chevra Kedisha is ready, you start for Levaya immediately, and people will have to figure out an Eitzah to go and say Krishma by going outside, when you chilufayim, but lemaisa by Adam Choshev is different. If you notice next to Adam Choshev, you have a mem. That mem takes you to Maseres HaShas. The Maseres HaShas brings about 15 or 20 places throughout Shas where the Gemara says Adam Choshev Shani. Not in necessarily in a case like our case about Oitzur HaSemes, but Stam where the Gemara makes a difference between a regular person and Adam Choshev. See the Maseres HaShas before the Google times and before the Oitzur HaChochma, he knew what was going on. My I can be medama the milts of mamish, but my shver zechon levracha was a tremendous moiker abanan and a tremendous oyev toira. And the Sof Yomov, after he retired, he used to go to the shir of Rav Tienauer, zechon levracha. Rav Tienauer was a great Talmud Chacham. He was the Rav of the Shemesh Shabbos Shul in Buru Park for many years, and he had a special shir that he gave for the retirees. And it was between 11 and 1 o'clock every day for 2 hours. And he gave, sometimes 200 people would come in, people that had retired from working, and they came in every day to that shir. And my shver loved that shir. And he was very close to Rav Tinau. So a few days before he passed, he told me, he said, I know that my days are numbered, and you're going to have to make a levaya, etc. If at all possible, the levaya should not be during the time of 11 and 1, because I know Rav Tinau was going to come to the levaya, and he's going to be masbid, and I don't want him in levat l'shir, because it's so choshev in me that he should give a shir like every day. I had so much hanoah, I don't want to go and disturb him in levat l'shir. So, anyway, and Itaka came and he was Taka masbid, it was masbid very beautifully. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, Tana Rabban. Ha'oiskin behesped, I'm sorry, shalafnei ha-mitzvah shalachar mitzvah. It said in our Mishnah that those that are in front of the mitzvah are different than those that are behind the mitzvah. What does that mean? So Rashi explained in the Mishnah, shalafnei mitzvah means people that already carried the aron, and shalachar mitzvah, they're still waiting to go and carry the aron, because we are in this rotation.
Just like we had yesterday. Yeah, flat line, top line.
Exactly, and we're going to have more about it today. Exactly that.
Also,
show me.
Body,
Uri, you're doing a great job. You remember every word that we learned. Ah, I'm so impressed. So if you go back to the Mishnah Yud Zayin Amud Beis, there's a Mishnah Taka says that Noisem. This is the second line of the Mishnah. Noisem Mitvah Chilufim, Chilufim, Chilufim. Eshelafnei Hamita, Eshelachar Mita, Eshelafnei Hamita, Tzayrach Behem. Those in front of the Mita, we need them. They're Peturim. Eshelachar Mita, Tzayrach Behem is Chayom. What does that mean? So Rashi explained. They're waiting for the mitzvah to get to them. That means that they already carried the mitzvah. We need these lefnei hamita. Peturim and tzrichim lesei say peturim. If we need them, they're next on line to go and carry the mitzvah. They're part of Krishna. Shalach hamita. Even if we do need them, since they already did their job, they already carried, even if we're going to need them again in 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, okay, but since they already did their job, lane krishma, and then you'll come back and then you're going to go and carry the mita again. So getting benar to Arumar, Tanaraban, oiskim behesped, this man shab neis mutal of ne. What happens if there are hespedim going on, there are eulogies, this man shab neis mutal of ne, if they're in the same room together with the mess when they're being maspid, lishmot and echad echad mekayim. What people can do is, people slowly but surely, one at a time, can go outside, go and lay in krishma, and then they come back in. Ain a mess mutal name, if the mess is not in front of them, for instance, it's in another room, and yoshim mekayim, so then they can go and be kodesh krishma, because they're not a loig larush situation, since they're not in the presence of the mess, they're in a different room. And the Ovel, on the other hand, even though he is not in the same room with the mess, but like we learned yesterday, when you're talking about an Onain, the Ovel himself, the Oin himself, he has to sit there and be quiet. He cannot go and say Krishna because he's part of me calling Mitzvah Samus Batai. If they're in a separate room, they can get up and they can go and even down the Shemanasri. It's because the mess is not there in the room with them. Now, the Ovel should also stand up, but he shouldn't go and daven, but rather he should go and say the following words. The Oymen. Remain Oylam. Harbi Chatos Lefanecha. I sinned gravely in front of you, Rabbi Yishlom. Many, many sins. Flanefrat mean many echad mini elef. And I want you to know the punishments that you have given me are not even one out of a thousand of what I am deserving, because I have sinned bad, big time. Huge, and I have not gotten punished even for 1,000, even Nebuch with the snifter that passed away, which was a big blow, but I'm still deserving of much more. You should please put up fences in our pirtza, Nebuch, this break that we lost the person that passed away. Wherever the Nebuch pirtza is in Klal Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu put up together and fix the pirtza that we have. Berachmim, with compassion. That was the Tefillah. Amar Abaye. Abaye heard this and Abaye said, I respectfully disagree. A person should not say, I sinned so much that you have only punished me less than one out of 1,000 for what I'm entitled to. A person shouldn't speak that way. That's what people say. Don't be pesach pela sotan. Meaning, if you say something which can lead to, unfortunately, aggravated circumstances, don't even suggest it. Don't open your mouth.
Don't give him ideas.
Don't give him ideas. Oh, you just gave me a good idea. My crow, what's a rife in the pasuk? Shnem, it's in the pasuk that Klal Yisrael was saying to the Novi and saying to Hashem, "Kimat kistoyim ayina, we have sinned so badly. We're almost like Sodom." They didn't have to say that, but they went and said, "We have gotten so bad. We've sinned so much. We're almost like Sodom v'Amayra." My Harlu Navi. So what did Navi say shortly thereafter? Shimidvar Hashem Kitzinei Sodom. Oh, you leaders of Sodom, you officers of Sodom. Why are they officers of Sodom? They're not as bad as Sodom. But since they themselves have said about themselves that we are like Sodom, or you Kitzinei Sodom, then I'm going to address you like Kitzinei Sodom. So if a person is going to say to the Rabbeinu Shalom, I haven't been punished one out of a thousand, Chas Shalom, the Satan will come by and say, oh, Azoi, you are a Moide, you can see that you haven't been punished sufficiently, then I'll give you the other 999 parts that you are missing so badly.
You won't have any complaints.
Yeah, exactly. And we continue on. The Mishnah says, Kovros HaMes V'Chozru, and they are now returning from the Kvura, and they are returning now to form the Shura around the Mes. So it says in our Mishnah, V'Chozru Im Yecholim. Let's see, what's the Lashon of Mishnah? Mishnah Zakta Zeh. If they can start Kriyishma and finish Kriyishma, actually Agil the Shura, before the Shura is formed, to be Menachem of the Mes, then they should say Kriyishma and they should finish it. Then Lav, but if they cannot have enough, if they don't have enough time, in other words, from the Mokum HaKvura, the Mokum of the Kever, to the Mokum of the Shura, Yichweis is only 10 seconds away, it's very close, then Lav, don't stop. So, Parsha the Pshat in the Mishnah means all three parshiyos of Krishna that you're supposed to lay. Zokti Yomar. Im Yechoyim Lehatzch V'Digmar is Kula In. Mashma V'Perek Echad, Oy Pasek Echad. What happens if you only had enough time to don't say the first parsha of Shema? Or the first Pasek, Shema Yisrael? No, there's Nish. If you can be Goyimar is Kula. V'Digmar Mini, I'll bring your eye from a Reis and Nish to Zoy. Kavru Semes, V'Chosr. Im Yechoyim Lehatzch V'Digmar Afilu Perek Echad, Oy Pasek Echad. Even one pasuk, even if I can only say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, say that. But our Mishnah sounded like Veligmar everything. So tomorrow Nishkakash, Ochinami Kamer. That's stuck in the pshat in the Mishnah. Not that he can go and be goimer the entire three parashiyos. But in Mechayim LaHaskel Veligmar, Afilu Perek Echad, Afilu Pasuk Echad. Actually, Gil Eshura Yaschilu Timlav Lo Yaschilu. They should try, and if they can't, they can't. But do the minimum, whatever you can, or do the maximum that you can. The maximum is one pasuk. Say at least one pasuk. If you don't have enough room even for one pasuk, not enough time. Okay, then lo yasu. Now it says in the Mishnah, in the Beshura, those that are sinning in the Shura, what did it say? Vaytenachum in the Mishnah, in the Beshura hapninim peturim vachitzoniim chayav. So when we explained yesterday, we said the Shura is not like the Shura that we have today. The shura that we have today, for those of you that have ever been involved in this type of thing, is when the Ovel is returning now from the Kever. This is the first time that we can Menachem Ovel, because until now he was an Oinein. He wasn't an Ovel yet. So all the Menachemim, the family and friends, will form like two rows or two lines, and then the Ovel walks in between, and everybody says, Amoki Menachem Eschem. Here the shura was closer to what we have in a Besa Ovel, where if you have a lot of people that are being Menachem Ovel, the Ovel is sitting there in one spot, and then you have a bunch of rows in front of him, first row, second row, third row, fourth row, and everybody in the fourth row waits until it keeps on the rotation, right? The first row leaves, and then the second row comes in, and they move up, and then the third row moves up, and the fourth row moves up, and so on and so forth. Okay, anyway, so it says about that Shura, the Peninium Arpturim. Peninium means those that are closest to the Ovel, they're Potter, and those that are Chitainium, they're Chayiv, because they're not being Menachem Ovel, they're still in the third or fourth or fifth row, and they're in the back. As though you want to turn it around. Shura Haroya Penima Ptura. Those Shurais that can see to the Ovel inside are Potter. Now, what does that mean? Haroya Panima? So Rashi says not only the first group, but even the first two groups, all those that are able to see. Haroya Panima is Chalal HaHekif Achoyri Shura HaPanimis. For instance, you have that first row, We're assuming that they're all standing because they're out in the street and they didn't bring along mobile or portable chairs. So they're all standing. So those that are standing in the first row, that of course they see the oven, the oven sees them. But even the people in the second row can look in between the shoulders and the heads of the people of the first row. But for the third row, it's already very difficult, and the oval doesn't really see them, and they don't really see the oval. They're waiting until everybody clears away, and then they're going to move up to the front.
Do you want to give just an example?
Yes, please, I'm looking for an example.
When there's so many people, so they're, even when there's a shoot there, there's so many people, so you, that's theory. Yeah, so you want to do not not they can all first row, second row.
Exactly. Yeah, perfect. Excellent. So the point is, if you have those that are close enough that they see the oval, the oval sees them, they're parted from Krishna because they now are incumbent upon them to Makam the Mitzvah, Menachem Ofer. However, the Sheiner Ray, those that are in the second row, third row, fourth row, whatever, not the second row probably do see, but the third or fourth, they can't see anymore. He doesn't see them, they don't see him. So then they cannot really properly be Menachem Avot, so they should go and say Krishna at this time. Rabbi Yehuda introduces another halacha. Haboy machmas evil. Those are the people that are there, which are close to the family, and they know the oven, and they're there especially for him to show that they're the solidarity and their support. And so then they're part of machmas atzma, those that came on their own. Why did they come on their own? Says Rashi, loy machmas kavod shlibo lenachim el lirois esam ura. People, you know, they saw there's action going on, so they also want to join the Levaya, even though they don't really know who the Nifta, they don't really know the Avil, but you know, they heard about it, so they want to be part of the action. So then Chayov, and then they have to go and say Krishna. They always told the story that in the litter there was a big Levaya of someone, and a big Rosh Yeshiva or an Oisha, whatever it was, and all the Talmidim in the Yeshiva went to Levaya, and youngsters, being a young Talmidim, so some were running in the front and some running in the back, and it was, you know, busy. So they say that there was one Baal HaBas that went up to Rosh Yeshiva, and he said to Rosh Yeshiva, look at your Talmidim, this is a Levaya, everybody should be standing with respect and awe and reverence, and your Talmidim, they're running around, they're coming and they're going, and blah, blah, blah. So Rosh Yeshiva said to him, Baal HaBas, if Yifashtetach nish, when you want to have some entertainment, you get to the theater, you go to the theater, you go to the cinema, you go to the movies, you go to this amusement park, you do this, that, the other thing. My Talmidim, they don't go to the theater, they don't go to the cinema. The only time that they ever have any entertainment is when there's never Chavavaya. So even that action you want to take away from them, this is, you know, this is the only entertainment they get, it's never Chavavaya. So then they're busy, my life, my kim, who's here and who's there, who's going in the front, who's going in the back. That's the only. Okay, anyway, we should have other forms of entertainment. We should all be able to go to see Mashasas instead of having to go to Levayas. Now from here, for the rest of the Yomid into the Yomid Aleph of tomorrow, we're going to talk about the halacha of Ein Chochma ve'Ein Tevuna ve'Ein Eitzel Neged Hashem. Some things, although on the surface, look improper, but I have no choice. If that's what Rabbi Yisroel told me to do, that's what I got to do. So, Rav Yehuda Merav gives a startling example of this. A person is walking down the street, and he finds that there's shatness in his suit. What does he have to do? He has to take them off, even if he has to run around in his underwear. It's so embarrassing to run around in underwear. My time ain't chachma, ain't tvuna, ain't eitzel neged Hashem. Kol mokim sheyishchil Hashem, in cholkim kavod Rav. I'm very sorry. You know, I really feel bad for you that you have to run around in 10-degree weather just in your underwear in the street. But what can you? Kadosh Baruch Hu said you have shatness. You're not allowed to wear it. You can't wait until you get home and take it off. You have to take it off immediately. I'm going to ask you a series of kashas where the chayda we see that that's not the case. That because of kovet habriyos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you will, loosened the rules. What are those cases? Meisve. Kovet ha-mes v'chodru l'fneim beis d'rochem. They were kovet ha-mes. There are two ways now leading from the Beis HaChaim going to somewhere else. Achas Tahir, one of the roots was a tar place, the Achas Tameya. In other words, they knew that under that Tameya that there was a mace that was buried. Now, we're assuming that all those people that are walking now and are returning did not become Tamei as a result of the Levaya, because they didn't get within Davaramis, they didn't carry the mess, they didn't weren't Malal the mess. These people are all Tahirim that we're talking about in this Baisa. They have two ways of going. Under normal circumstances, they would never go on the Derech HaTameya, because after all, they're going to become Tameh. There's clearly a mess under there, and they're all going to become Tameh. However, the Ovel is the one that's leading the procession. Everybody's just following the Ovel, the person who's in mourning. So now let's see which Derech he's going to go. So covers the mess v'chosu. If the Ovel is walking in the Torah, then they can all follow suit in the Torah. If he decides to go in the Tameya, everybody can go and follow the Ovel, the Tameya. Even Kehanim can go on that Tameya, even though they're going to be over on the Isser, which says in the Torah, they're going to become Tameyim. They're allowed to do it. Mishim Kvoyle, I'll cover the Brias for the oven. Fritzmur, am I? Why? You just told me for the shotness. I don't care about your covered abrius that you're going to walk around in your underwear. I don't care. It's an Isser shotness. Here's an Isser to be Matam and Lamaz. They should go and say the Ovel, Ovel, we're very, very sorry. Or even don't say very sorry. And just go in another Derech, even though it won't show covered for the Ovel. So it won't show covered. Ein Chochma Veitun and Neger Hashem. Everyone thinking of Abba Bebei Sapras Rabban. This base, the root that we said is Tameya, is not like we thought until now that it was Tameya min HaTorah. It's Tameya mid Rabbanon. Why was it Tameya mid Rabbanon? Says Imar, because we're talking about a Bebei Sapras. What size a Bebei Sapras? Bebei Sapras means that you had a field where everybody knows that there was a mess buried in that field. And then after that, someone came and Akkad. Akkad means he plowed over that entire field, and therefore there may be bones strewn around here, there, or everywhere throughout the field.
You don't know where.
You don't know where. Now, what can you do if you have such bones strewn around in such a Beis HaPras? So there are heterim. Dem Rav Yudah Mishmul, Menateach Odom Beis HaPras. What happens if a person wants to go and bring his Karban Pesach? And the only way to go and bring the Karban Pesach is to go through that Beis HaPras, because if he's going to go another way, he's going to be late. He doesn't want to be from the Kat to Aslanim, or he doesn't want to miss it altogether. So he's using that as his route to get to bring the Karban Pesach. And he's going through the Beis HaPras. What can he do? The problem is not mile of a mess, because we're talking about bones. To be mile on a mess, you'd have to have roi binyan of the bones, thank you. And here we're talking about that all the bones are scattered. The problem, however, is he might be massive. Massive means he might walk on it, or he might go and kick it with his feet, and that would be a problem of maga umasa. And for maga umasa, you only need, it should be etzem kisa oira. Kisa oira is very, very small, like a barley corn, mamsha, kleine kite. And so therefore, that's very possible. So said, if you don't shmul chamanaitza, go and bring with you one of these bellows. Bellows are those things that you use to go and blow up a fire. Bellows has similar to an accordion that you go and move it back and forth. And guess what? Do that, and then you'll blow away any potential bone in front of you, and then you can walk through. Rashi says we don't allow for this heter for a kohen who wants to eat truma, but we allow for a heter for someone who wants to bring his karn pesach, which is the achi of karis, and therefore that's a heter. And we have another heter. We have reviewed about Rashi mishmei rab based on prashin nidish. If it wasn't just nechash nidish, it means people tread on it. Tohar, you don't have to worry about any bones, because the assumption is that because of all the treading, that whatever bones there were, there's no longer an etzem kisayra. Each one was pulverized into nothing. Exactly. Anyway, so what do I see from this? The base of pras is derabban. And that's the case of the Tameya that we're talking about. So what the Chacham are saying, says Rashi, is that we Chacham that instituted this din of Tumah of a base of pras, in a case of kavod abriyos, we are moichel on our kavod so that you can go and give kavod to the other. If the Kahanim can walk on this mokim base of pras, even though normally they couldn't, but we're moichel on our covet, say Chachamim, to allow for the covet abrius of that fellow. But that's, of course, the Drabban. However, here the case of the Shatnes Achanisa Diaraisa, a Kodesh Baruch Hu wasn't moichel on his covet, and therefore, and Chochma Vein Tvuna Vein Eitzen Neger Hashem. Now the Gemara is going to bring another right. Toshimah the Rablazer Reb Tzadik. Rablazer Reb Tzadik himself was a Kohen, and he said, "Medalgana, you know, we used to spring, we used to go and climb over, we used to jump over. Al Gabi Aroynes Shel Meisim Likras Malchi Yisrael. If a Melech Yisrael was coming, we would go and jump over the Orn of a Mess. In other words, if he was coming near a cemetery, we would go and run through the cemetery and jump and skip over the Aroynes, over the Matzeves. Vlo Likras Malchi Yisrael Bavaro Melafil Malchikrichel Malchi Umas Oylem." What's the reason why they allowed even for Malchi Uzayim? We had this, if you remember, towards the beginning of the Masechta, we spoke about the fact that one of the Amiroim was complaining that he was Masmech Geul Letfilah, where he's not supposed to have any hezek for that whole day, and he had the financial hezek that he had to go and pay to go and be part of the procession to be near the Malchi Uzayim, and the Gemara said, that's not a knas, that's not any type of hezek. You should go and pay to see the Malchus of Malchus when you see there the grandeur and the majesty of them walking down Buckingham Palace and the procession in London, the guns of pomp and ceremony, making sure, of course, that you stay within the royal family and don't decide to leave. But anyway, but the point is that if you see the...
Even Kohanim?
Sorry?
Even Kohanim were allowed to do that?
We're allowed to go and jump over the Arinus.
Yeah.
So now the question is, how can you? Yeah, you're being Matama. Didn't we just go and say that it's allowed in the Torah, Emel Kohanim, Nefeshli Tam V'Yamav? And the reason why you're doing it is because you want to see the Malchi Yisrael Malchi. That's all very nice. Everything more the same territory as before. We're talking about not a D'Araisa situation, we're talking about a D'Rabbanan situation. What's the Rabbanan? Arohim is, that's Tumma. Kid Rav, the Yom Rav, Dvar Torah, Oil, Kol Sheyesh Bechalal Tefach, Choytet Vefnei HaTumah, Vshein Bechalal Tefach, Ein Choytet Vefnei HaTumah. When you have an Orin with his Nevach, a mess. If there's a mess inside the Orin, but there is a Chalal, there is a hollow ear space within that Orin, where there is no mess, in other words, the Orin is not form-fitting exactly to the mess, but there's still ear pockets inside. And that ear pocket is more than a halal tefach. That chuchu b'fnei tumah means that the tumah that is exerted by the mess remains inside the Orin, and it's not b'keah v'oila, it's not tumah roitzetzes, it stays within the Orin, and that's the heter that they have today with the Aronis, which they send to Eretz Yisrael. How are Kahanim able to travel on El Al planes? Most El Al planes, or many El Al planes, unfortunately, carry Mesim all the time, Nebuch to Eretz Yisrael. They go and take the Orin, and they place it within a larger Orin, where they have Chalal Tefach on all sides. That's what the Rabbanut paskind to be able to allow that. I'm not saying whether all rabbis agree or don't agree with it. That's not the discussion of our Gemara. But there is this inyan of Chalal Tefach, Choytis Bifnei Atom. Ah. Therefore, Zokti Gemara, and Roiv Aroinis Yesh Ben Chalal Tefach. Normally, when you do Aroinis, they don't go and do it to the particular mess. They do it en masse, and even today, Nebuch, you can go and buy an Aroin ready made for a Nifter. The Nifter may be a little bit larger, a little bit smaller, but you know, I wouldn't say one size fits all, but one size fits many. So, therefore, Roiv Aroinis, there is a Chalal Tefach inside. Nevertheless, Kehanim, don't start thinking, well, I'm going to go over the meat of the Aroinus, because since Roiv Aroinus Yesh Ben Chalal, I'm going to go over Roiv Aroinus Yesh Ben Chalal Tefach, I don't have to worry, because the tumor remains inside. Because the Chamul Goyza Sheyesh Ben Mishum, Al Sheyesh Behen Chalal Tefach, Mishum She'ein Behen, Mishum Kavu Malachim Legoz Barabana. So the same teretz as before, Avad, if it would be an Isser Diraisa, Ein Chochmo, Vein Eitza, Vein Tvuna, Keneged Hashem. But since we're talking the Rabban were moichel, Rashi always uses the expression here that they were moichel on their own covet, and they said, even though we instituted this gezeira, because of Kavim Malachim, we take away our covet, forget about us, go and give Kavim Malachim, even though you're going to be over on the Rabban. It's not that you're being over the Rabban, we are waive our rights as the on this gezeira because of Kavim Malachim. Toshima. I have a price that addresses this on it directly. God will cover the breeze, she doiches loise shebe toira. Cover the breeze is so great that it pushes away even a lava of the toira, the shed of toira. But my lame ain't half made twin, lay nights and they get ash. Tim Rabashwa, Kamid Ravkana, the lav the loise sosur. We're not talking about just any lav. The lav of shatness, ain't half made twin and they get ash. Oh, Loisasser is different. Loisasser is the pasuk which is the makor for all drabbanans, the authority that drabbanan have to go and add chumris and gezeris and gedorim and siyogim and all the rest. Loisasser. So achiku alei, the chachamim when they heard this pshat of Rav Bar Shiva, they started going and smiling and snickering. Lovely sauce deraisi. Lovely sauce is also the minatoira. Why is lovely sauce different than shatnas? Rav Kahana, Kav Rabba Omemilza. When Rav Bar Shiva says something, listen. Wait, tachiko, they don't start smirking. All of the lavan drabanan, all the isurim drabanan, where did they get their authority from? From the pasuk of lois sosur. And whenever it involves something to do with kavod abriyas, then the chachamim very often were makel on their halach. So therefore, when we started the brisa, kodol kavod abriyas shadoichot lois sosur b'toyra, we don't mean just any love, we mean specifically the love of lois sosur, which is the basis of all drabanan, and we say that the drabanan were moichel on their kavod and waived their kavod in a case where the infringement of their gezeira would allow for kavod habrias. Toshima. Famous case we have in Masechet Baba Metzia, v'salam tamiyam. It says in the pasuk that when you go and see an aveda, v'salam tamiyam. And the Gemara darshins pamshat misalmehem. Sometimes you are allowed to go and ignore the aveda in the street and not pick it up. Upamishenat misalmehem. Okay, so to give me an example. Okay, so the Maya Koyin be basic kvaris. What happens if the aveda is inside the basic kvaris? The Koyin can say, I'm not going to go in. I know it's a mitzvah sasei d'oraisa to go and return aveda. Ich bin d'chakein, the basic kvaris. I'm not going in. Oy, hoyesakim enothi kvaida. Talking about an elderly Jew, 98 years old, and he doesn't normally go around picking up backpacks that knapsacks in the street. He's not going to do it. Or grace of Talmud Chacham, it's pastish. Oy, shoyis malachtim or Michel Chaveira. What happens if the whole aveda that he finds in the street is worth $50, and he charges $60 an hour for his services, for his labor, whatever? So by the time he goes and gives the aveda back, he's going to go and give him an invoice to the person who lost the aveda. The thing is worth $50, but you got to pay me $60. So in such a case, it's just not worth it. He should not give back the aveda. The kach nemar about these three cases, v'yasalam to the palm shalt mesalam, you're allowed to go and close your eyes and not give back the aveda. Frank Dimar. The Gemara is focusing in particular on the second case, the Zokin the Enlefi Kvoide. Amai, Lemein Chochmein is Lemein Neglashem. Even though Kovet Abrius, you're 98 years old, it's pasnish for you to go and pick up things in the street and return it. Who cares? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's HaMitzvah Shabbos Aveda, Ein Chochmein Tvuna. You gotta do it. Forget about your Kovet Abrius. So the Gemara Shani Asim Dechsiv Zalam Tamehem, Ein Echanami. Normally, when it's Kavod Abriyas, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, says the Gemara, Ein Chochma Vein Tvuna. If you have to run around in 10 degree weather in your underwear because you have to take off your suit at a shatnez, you gotta do it because Ein Chochma Keneged Hashem. Why over here can you be Mesalim? Because it's a special Pasuk Zeir Zakos V'Salam Tamiyam that you can go and be Mesalim and close your eyes. You don't have to go and pick up this Aved. So this is an exception to the rule. Thank you for the Gemara. So let's learn from this exception. The Kola Teira Kula. That just like over here, the Torah says, you can go and close your eyes because of Kavod Abriyas, as Zakav and the Thir Kavod. Same thing should apply by the Shah in this case. And for the Yisrael Mamayna, Leofinan, that case is a case of Mamanis. Mamanis that he's not going to return the Aveda. Here you're talking about a case of Shatnes, which is Isser. Rashi says Mamanis is considered to be Kal compared to Isser, so you can't learn Isser from Mamanis. Toshima, the final case that the Gemara is going to bring today, a case of Lachoisai. Now there are four Lishoinis by a Nozir. It says by Nozir, Kol Yimei Hazir Lashem, Al Nefesh Meis Lo Yovoi. He's not allowed to be Metama LeMeis. And then the next Pasuk says, what's the mess? Li Ovid Uli Imoi Li Ochiv Ula Choisai Li Yitam Lehem B'moisam Kinezo Lekov Al Roishai. This is the Parshas B'Mitzvah in the Retayer Reb Simcha, that it says in the Parsha of the Parshas Nozir, that he's not allowed to be to anyone, even to his closest relative, Li Ovid Uli Imoi Li Ochiv Ula Choisai. Now the question is, what do I need all those for? If it says Al Nefesh Meis Lo Yovoi, period. Don't be metamed to any mess. Why does it have to add over imay la'achav la'choisek? So our Gemara doesn't bring the whole drasha. Rashi does bring it from the Sifri that the Ovid is referring to if he's just a nozir alone. The pasuk is telling you don't be metamed the Ovid, but you are allowed to be metama to the mesmitzu. What happens? What do you need the imay for? What happens if he's not just a nozir? He's a nozir and a koyin together. Can't be metamah le'imoy, but he can metamah le'meis mitzvah. What do we need Liochid for? If he's a Nozer and a King Godoil. Ooh. You can't be Metam Liochid, but you can Metam the Meis Mitzvah. But what do I need Liochid for? I've already covered Nozer, of course, the Nozer Koyin, but the Nozer was a Koyin Godoil. By the way, the Nozer Koyin Godoil itself is a difficult Matthias, because a lot of the Kohen Gadol
is here every week.
Every week. While the Nozer not a Kohen is here for 30 days. How can a Kohen Gadol become a Nozer in the first?
He does your first, and then he becomes a Kohen Gadol.
Oh, so Lechoy, you have to say he became a Nozer first, and then he was previously a Kohen Hedjit, and then he was elevated during his Naziris, and now he's a Kohen Gadol. Okay, anyway, Nishkanaf committed, but bottom line is he's a Kohen Gadol, and he's a Nozer, but he's supposed to be the Tamil and Mismitz. But what did Lechoy say for? So it's Malte Lechoy. Back to the Gemara, Ma Tamil, I'm actually, person wants to go and check the Karm Pesach on Erev Pesach, and or Lomelus Bana, he wants to go and mala his son. He found that an immediate relative of his father, his mother, his whatever, passed away. I would think he should be metame to that individual. No, don't be metame, because you have this great mitzvah of either the Kippur Pesach or Mila, which both of them involve cars. He shouldn't be metame to them. What happens if he's walking and he wants to go and bring his Karm Pesach and his Dua Mila and he sees Nebuchadnezzar mitzvah there in the street? I would think, forget about the mitzvah, just like a dinam of karis. Why? Didn't the Kodesh Baruch Hu say, you gotta go and bring your Karban Pesach? You gotta go and be mala your children? And he's gonna be over on that because of Kavod HaBriyos. What's the Kavod HaBriyos of this mess? I mean, Kavod HaBriyos is a great thing. But we just said now that Kavod HaBriyos is not greater than a din in the Torah. You should say, I'm sorry, Mes Mitzvah, I gotta go and bring my Karban Pesach. I gotta go and be mala my kid. Everything was shiny. That's why Lachoyis has come to tell you that special din. That what's the din that if it has a mace mitzvah? So that's what the Pasuk is telling you. Under normal circumstances, I agree with you by shatnez. Don't go and be mechal shem Hashem. In other words, go and take off your clothing. But here the Torah is telling you is, leave aside the Karban Pesach, put aside your Mila, and go and be Mechabed Nebuchadnezz, mess the pass away. The Chagzeir is a custom. Let's go and learn now for the Choyse. That if you have such a situation, here you're talking about don't bring the Karban Pesach, don't be Mala. So that's a Shevi Altas. Mashenken, a person who's walking down the street and wearing shatnez in his baguette, he's being Oiver Bekum Vaasei. Therefore, I cannot bring a raya from Shevi Al Tasa for the case of Kumvasei. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisrael. Izagi Ben Zagi.